Magic 100.1 welcomes Dr. Robbie Ludwig back to us after a few week hiatus. Hi, Dr. Robbie.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about something that's come on the spotlight lately, intermittent explosive disorder.
Yeah, another thing for parents to worry about, Dr. Robbie.
This is when a teen is highly reactive, but highly reactive in an explosive way to a situation that doesn't really warrant it. And if this is seen like within three times in a short period of time, parents are basically asked to consider that maybe it's something more than just normal adolescent angst.
How is this treated? What do you do if you think your teen has intermittent explosive disorder?
I'm one to say to work behaviorally first, because you don't want to load up your kid with medications. Of course, that's always one option if you've tried everything else. Sometimes if you have an untreated mood disorder, it can make a child quite irritable. But I would say, you know, making the connection behaviorally between an action and the results of those actions, and basically teaching your teen how to win at the game of life. So making them very aware that although it may feel good to act impulsively in the moment, or it may feel good even to get very angry, because when teens get in touch with their anger, it helps them to feel strong and powerful in the moment. But basically, if you can help them channel that into a behavior that helps them ultimately get what they want, not only in the short term, but in the long term, that is really ideal. And if you really are struggling, you know, then bring your kid to a pediatrician and have them evaluated and see if something else needs to be included into the mix.
Wow, sounds like we're walking on eggshells there. A delicate situation, huh?
You just want to observe your child closely, because early intervention and prevention is always the way to go with any kind of diagnosis. But I would say do the behavioral interventions first. Certainly always bring a professional into the mix if you're really concerned and have them observed. And you also want to make sure and rule out that they aren't abusing any substances.
Dr. Robbie Ludwig, great topic. Thank you for sharing your insight with us. We appreciate it. You can reach out to Dr. Robbie on our website at magicvariety.com.